Hello, person. Welcome to this place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of...
It's Vision Radio, yes, yes, yes. I'm Dave Colombo-Jenkins, but you already knew that. And I'm joined by Turnian Sound once again. This time I'm joined by Arik. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks for having
me. Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. And thank you very much for all the amazing remixes that we're getting of Digital Artifice right about now. It's a huge compilation, isn't it?
Yeah, 26 tracks on the remix album. We called it Recompiled to kind of switch it around.
Amazing. Recompile this intro for us. What one have we got first? What one are you going to tell us about?
Up first is Chef Boyar Beats remixing Bacterian. Chef, I think, was actually the first person to submit his remix. He's just absolutely smashing it in the States right now. Writing UKG, writing drum and bass, writing dubstep. We love him to death.
Yes, yes. He's a regular on this show as well. Loving your work, Chef. Flavors in one song. Bon Appetit. So now this is actually my favorite tune of the album, Artifice. And Bunshin, what a choice of remixer. Tell us how this came to be.
Yeah, we actually got to hang out with Bunshin at the last Vision show in the Netherlands, and that was our first time meeting him and hanging out, and we just really hit it off and kind of dropped this idea, and he said he was a huge fan of the song already. And it just came together really naturally, and I love what he did with it.
Yeah, the perfect choice. And what a dude as well. Big love to Ferry. Like, the last time I hung out with him was at a Vision show in Brighton as well, actually. He's such a classy dude, isn't he? I've got some very, very fond memories of the original. Any remix is going to be hard to improve on that or build on that, but Ferry's definitely done the job. So now on to Posai now, the man behind this show, the man who makes this show happen. Tell us all about this particular remix.
Who, me?
Well, both of you. Both of you, you're here. Yeah, I mean, I was asking Eric, but yeah, you should tell us, being as you made the remix.
So I really wanted to remix Portland at first because that's my favorite song of the album. But I liked it so much I couldn't really do anything to it because I enjoyed it as it is. But I really wanted to do a remix because I really enjoy Turn Your Sound. I really love their music. And I was already working on a drum and bass thing with this bass line sort of already in there. And I thought maybe I can fold a Turn Your Sound remix around it.
Oh, sick.
So I did that. And I love it.
Yes. Go on. How do you feel about it, Eric?
This one, we've already been just smashing this in the dance as soon as we got it from Frank. So... been a Posai fan for a long time, too.
Nice.
Go on. Chatter scatter. quite a grisly one for you there, Frank. I'm loving that. So now we're on to Portland, which was your favorite. And yes, this is Ominous now on the remix. So another North American talent there. Tell us how this one came into existence, Eric.
We've been wanting to work with Ominous for quite a while now. He's definitely in the heavier realm of, you know, writing dubstep and drum and bass music, but he's got his own style within all that, and his tunes always stand out as being like just some sort of creative, wonky, high energy kind of track. So I'm really glad this one came together.
There's a real futuristic funk to this one. Big up Ominous. So finally now, for this Deltonian sound section of the show, until yourself or one of the bands turn up next week for more of this, we're going to wrap up with Heaven Sent with Ems. And this is Enigma Dubs on the remix. So we're bringing it back to the UK, some UK flavors here. Big up Enigma Dubs. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, we absolutely love James. He really wanted to do some sort of UKG kind of flip of this tune, and love the vocal on it and everything. And I just love how this one kind of came together with the swing and everything. So
yeah,
been a huge Enigma Dubs fan. That guy can write anything. Last time we saw him, he was playing tunes that he had written the same day on tour, and it's just smashing. So
wow, amazing. Huge love to Enigma Dubs, and huge love to you guys as well. It's been amazing having you back on the show and hearing these remixes.
Always a pleasure. We love Vision Radio.
Hey.
Yo, okay then, make me show you what I do when I do roll up. Feel like a goon, but we'll see who's tough for my crew roll up. Man can't test true, man show enough. You see that big picture, bottom a few rolls up. Push that white with a clan, you ain't got a clue, you klutz. Navy do wife, you move like fuzz. Roll round with a few I love. Gun fingers, I serve you, I love. Pick up that mic and prove my stuff. Worth the work, cause words do touch. I sat down for a year with dominoes on roll ups. Kept in touch with a few I love. If you're still in the game, don't get your hopes up. It's EMZ, yana, yana. Freezing cold when I do my dubs, yana, yana. I make the room light up, yana, yana. Instrumental rider, I'm me, cause how can I not be chopped from? Like all six, I've been feeling buff. Know about fate, I don't know about luck, but I'm catching on, see my ideas rough. It's EMZ on the sound system. Any of mine will outmix them. Man, when I come up lying, then I shock when they die in alliance. Then I tell man for free that I'm meant to be. And I know my thing's inspiring, cause man jump on a mic and sound like me. He don't believe his cheese all week. System.
Yeah. Thank you, Eric from Turnian Sound. And now we've got Nick in the building. How are you doing, Nick?
Yo, I'm pretty good, thank you.
Excellent. Now, I'd like you to announce this track because I can't pronounce the title. And I know that it is.
Yeah.
It's a Dune reference, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, now everyone knows Dune because there's these big movies, you know. But shout outs to the people that read the original book when they were like 12. Like me. Because my dad had the book. It's one of my favorite books, especially as a young guy. Anyway, this is Annex and Mephius, Shai Hulud on Nexus. Big up. It's nice to hear Mephius having some fun.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Big up the book crew over the film crew each and every time. And I want to big up my mum because she gave me a copy of Dune years ago and I've not watched any of the films because I've been meaning to read the book. Sorry, mum. I still haven't. I write the books. I don't read them. I want to big up Freak Nasty now, right? This person who's playing underneath us, he seems to be back. We've just had a little chatter off air because Posai Frank was unaware of him before because he's a younger generation, but like Freak Nasty is responsible for me being into the sounds that I'm into, and those sounds are responsible for me being here talking to you now on Vision Radio. Like Freak Nasty was the don of UK breaks, or well, in fact, but he was Australian, so just the breakbeat sound in the early 2000s. This is Wicked. It's great to have him back. This is called Strictly for the Ravers. I'm gonna stop talking.
We play soul, and we don't play hip hop, just strictly
the Raving Crew.
Wow, that's so cool. I'm so excited to hear new Freak Nasty music.
Yes.
I'm also aware who that is and the impact it had also on us growing up and the breakbeat stuff we used to get into before we even heard of jungle and drum and bass. So, amazing. Big up. Next up is The Clamps with a track called Veil Whisper. This is really cool, especially like that second 16 or second section after the drop.
Incredibly dramatic stuff, and he's just dropped a whole album of it, which is a very compelling listen and a very intense listen. From Dust Till Dawn, amazing concept and body of work. Big up The Clamps.
Yeah. Killer Clamps. Now I'm gonna speak in a deep, dramatic, cheesy Hollywood voice for reasons that will be unveiled in a moment on the drop. Pretty cool. I've got an album coming out called New Energy. It's got a lot of new energy on it.
It's actually really, really sick. There's loads of great tunes on it, and hopefully we'll be playing loads of them. We'll wait for this drop. It's QZB, No Compliance. This absolutely bangs, but a very funny sample is about to come in a moment.
Oh, yeah.
And now, the darkness holds dominion. Black as death.
Yes.
Black as death.
Analog. This track is called Analog. It's by DJ Ride. It's out on Studio.
Yes.
Yeah, this is cool to hear this from DJ Ride. I like it. I like it.
Yeah, we've played quite a few of these tunes on the EP. This one is going in. It's proper DMB from DJ Ride. Big up, Thomas. One DJ Ride on to something new now from Chase. We've been playing him quite a lot on previous shows, so I don't need to explain why I say Chase. But if you look at how his name is spelt, then you will understand. Anyway, this tune is called Soft Lock, but there's not that much soft about it. It does kind of sound like a lame wrestling move though when I see that word, but yeah, the tune doesn't sound like a lame wrestling move at all. This is Soft Lock. Chase.
Side, not an artist I'm particularly familiar with, but I do quite like this song. It's called Duck Face. Big up.
Brilliant title. Big up Zyde. Big up all ducks. Oh, sorry. Were you going to say something?
I can't really be on air without protesting the wars that are going on currently. So once again, I want to say that our thoughts go out to people affected by these terrible wars. It's incredible how we're sliding off into escalations. It's worrying, and I hope, I pray as far as I pray. That these wars will be over soon and that the aggressions will stop, please.
Yeah, worldwide, every time you seem to go on social media, there's more images just harrowing. And it creates a horrible cognitive dissonance. And it feels weird that all we could do is kind of put out a positive message on a radio show, but I fully agree, we need peace, we need ceasefires, we need a better understanding between each other.
Yeah. We do. And we also have more music.
Yes.
This is Askel and Elire on Solvent with a track called Engram.
We'll be right back.
lots of love to Askel and Aleri and anyone from Finland making drum and bass or making any type of music, or just anyone from Finland who is listening to this show right now. Yo. And now on to just a little further east. We got Russia with Inverter and Screamore. They are coming on strong on Neuropunk with this real kind of homage to the Virus sounds. It's just a wicked kind of scuffy groove on this. Definitely some old school flavors on this one, and also a really interesting name as well. You don't find many kind of tracks in the neuro camp named after flowers. There we go, first time for everything. This is called Wisteria.
Make you want to dance? It just makes me want to, I don't know.
Timed well, it'll ooh, make you laugh and dance.
Yeah, yeah. True. This is cool. Apom on Dirtbox. This tune's called Amped.
Yes, yes. I've got a big up Apom. He sent me a tune for a demo drop session that I did on my platform, One More Thing, and he sent me a tune which is really similar to this called Gangsters. And it made me laugh and all of the ghostly noises. And I actually played it. He said he'd be at Sun and Bass for my set, so I played it. And to watch him and his mates getting gassed up and film him and film the tune being played was one of my favourite moments in my set as well. It was amazing. So big up Apom.
Nice.
nice one, Apom. Yeah, keep your eyes out on Apom. Some interesting sounds then. Keep your eyes out on Fryware as well. This is someone who is known to me and was a very early supporter of my aforesaid platform on Patreon and stuff. So big up Jeffrey, aka Fryware. Now killing it on Stella. And big up Stella as well. I've been in touch with the Stella guys recently. This is called Onigiri. I think I'm pronouncing it right because it's a really tasty food. Onigiri.
Onigiri.
Really, really tasty food from Japan, but this is beautiful. This is full on and very, very cute. Big up Fryware.
Yes.
When Fryware, I want to just be a little bit solemn for a second if I can possibly be, because it was a massive day for the jungle community yesterday as DJ Randall had his funeral in Bristol. So many people from the community and the scene and the drum and bass family were representing there, and on all accounts it was a beautiful, beautiful send off. And just want to send love to Randall's family and just pay a moment of respect to the guy, because he was an absolute legend and I was really lucky to hang out with him a whole bunch of times. We decided to pick a tune from his Time for the Switch EP, which came out a couple of years ago and was his debut solo EP at the age of 50. Like, Randall did things differently, completely differently, as a DJ, as a person and everything. He was a wonderful, wonderful soul and a really, really funny man. Yeah, and there will be a flag at half mast for a very, very long time. He'll be missed forever. So DJ Randall, loving you, man. Rest in peace. This is Space Bug.
Rest in peace.
My.
How cool is that, doing your debut release, debut solo release at 50? Big up.
Isn't it? It's amazing.
There is an interview out there about it. Unfortunately, you have to go on the Wayback Machine. But yeah, if anybody's interested in that interview, hit me up on a DM and I will find it for you and send it to you because it's amazing. What's up next?
We're moving on to Dub 10, Get Loose on Empathy.
Get Loose.
It's the reload.
It's the reload. And we are back into Vision territory for the reload on this one. Last week we premiered, I believe, or we certainly gave it one of its first plays. And we have Former on the show to introduce it as well. It's Turnhand. Former on a kind of garagey type of number. This is deep and emotional from Jasper. Beautiful. So big up to everybody who has voted for it and gets involved and supports us on Patreon and voted for it for the reload. And big up everybody who supports us in all the ways that you do. You know that we love you.
Big up, big up. This is a banger. And welcome back, Former, also.
Yeah.
Next up, Owen Slaughter.
Brilliant name.
This is our listener submission of the week. This track is called Control, and it's very stimulating.
Yeah, really interesting. Big up.
So, this track now playing is 25 years old. It's Crust Coded Language with Saul Williams on the vocals. For some reason, this track popped up back in my head. It does from time to time because of the beat and also obviously the spoken word poetry. And as I was looking into this song, I bought it online and I was reading about it, I was kind of struck by the fact that this represents, this album, Crust's album, represents kind of a wave that was called, or was calling itself, intelligent drum and bass, and was trying to incorporate, or incorporating lots of elements from jazz, and also here slam poetry. And I think that's that ambition to elevate the music into something that I guess was maybe culturally more accepted or of a higher cultural standard than drum and bass, I think is a really cool thing that they were trying to do. Obviously, by calling something intelligent drum and bass, you might also rub some people the wrong way. But I love the fact that they really went there. You know, that's something that you might not really be seeing as a movement anytime soon now, you know? So I just want to big up that ambition and that effort to elevate the sound. And some of this poetry in this song, I think, is amazing. And the beat, I absolutely adore. So big up Crust, big up Saul Williams. This is Coded Language.
Absolutely, absolutely. And sorry to kind of correct you there. Like, everything you said there is absolutely perfect in terms of like elevating the music, really enjoying those dots and tapping into a much richer heritage. But the Intelligent Jungle tag came a couple of years before, and sadly it was us horrible journalists. I was still in school at the time, so it wasn't me as a journalist. It was a media construct. And as far as I know, in any interviews I've ever done regarding intelligent drum and bass, everybody actually made it hated the term and like deep atmospheric jungle and used terms like that, but intelligent drum and bass wasn't a term that anybody really kind of used when they were making it or anything like that. But you're absolutely right, and this whole era, and the fact is on Talking Loud, which is Giles Peterson's label, and the dots that he was joining between people like Masters of Work and Ronnie Size and stuff like that, absolutely incredible. And it was the era where drum and bass really did kind of root in and show how deep and influential and powerful it was, and how it was a universe of its own that taps deep into the rich heritage of black music, really, which is really coincidental because it's Black Music History Month, or Black History Month, here in the UK anyway. So to celebrate that and acknowledge that is a really special thing. So this is wicked to be playing this on the show. I did not expect to be playing this today. Huge shouts to Crust and Saul Williams and everybody who was part of that movement at that time as well. Big up.
Yes. Thank you, Dave.
Keep it real, especially when punctuating or anticipating modes of ultra violence inflicted psychologically or physically, or depicting an unchanging rule of events, will henceforth be seen as retroactive and not representative of the individually determined is. Furthermore, as determined by the collective consciousness of this state of being and the lessened distance between thought patterns and their secular manifestations, the role of men as listening receptacles is to be increased by a number no less than 70% of the current enlisted as vocal aggressors. Motherfuckers better realize, now is the time to self-actualize. We have found evidence that hip-hop stand at 85 RPM when increased by a number of at least half the rate of its standard, or decreased to 3/4 of its speed, may be a determining factor in heightening consciousness. Studies show that when a given norm is changed in the face of the unchanging, the remaining contradictions will parallel the truth. Equate rhyme with reason, sun with season. Our cyclical relationship to phenomenon has encouraged scholars to erase the centers of periods, thus symbolizing the non-linear character of cause and effect. Reject mediocrity. Your current frequencies of understanding outweigh that which has been given for you to understand. The current standard is the equivalent of an adolescent restricted to the diet of an infant.
Okay, so we're not going to say that much because I think we used all the words for this episode for now. Drazius, Let It Roll on Saturate.
Funny thing about Drazius is no.
big up, Adrazius. Now on to something really, really cool from the 2020 camp. Big up, Ivy Lab. This is Koido, a regular on this show with Bad Snack. I'm getting the munchies.
Yeah, I love this EP.
Yeah.
Yes, and that brings us to the last track of this episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, liking, subscribing, sending us music. Big shout outs to the Patreon and Discord communities. As always, we love you guys.
J'adore, yes.
And now for something quite special.
Yes, this is New Posey.
Yes.
Which is more listening music, but you can also still dance to it, which was my goal. It's a song I made with my friend from Groningen, Lisa Dries. Check her out. It's about phantoms.
And so how long did it take you to finish this track?
About 7 years. The first demo I started like 7 years ago, I think. And then I sing on it. The really high-pitched vocal is my voice. And it was already done. And then I thought, but a real singer can elevate this song even more. And then I asked Lisa Dries. I went over to her studio. And she just, on the spot, killed it. Which was amazing.
Wow.
So shout out, Lisa Dries.
Go on. Amazing. This is beautiful. Big up.
And it's out on the 18th on my label. Okay.
Woo. There we go. Nice one. Until next week. Ciao, ciao. Ciao.
Bye.
sound secrets.
You know what? No, Dave.